This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO's current 30 members on Tuesday signed off on the next steps for Finland and Sweden to join the military alliance, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Both countries submitted their applications in May, breaking long-standing non-aligned stances in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Once NATO member parliaments ratify the decision, their memberships will represent the most significant expansion of the alliance in nearly 30 years. Speaking in Brussels Tuesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg commended all member nations for moving so quickly to accept Finland and Sweden's applications, and he thanked Turkey, Finland, and Sweden for their constructive work in reaching a compromise after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan initially opposed the two countries' memberships. Erdogan agreed to the NATO expansion only on the condition that the two Nordic countries extradite suspects with links to outlawed Kurdish groups, which Turkey views as terrorists. The accession protocol means Finland and Sweden can participate in NATO meetings and have greater access to intelligence. But until they are fully ratified by all member nations, they will not be protected by the NATO Defense Clause, which says an attack on one ally is an attack against all. The ratification process is likely to take up to a year. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A prosecutor in suburban Chicago says the gunman accused of attacking a U.S. Independence Day parade has been charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder, and dozens more charges will be sought. He added that the suspect, if convicted of murder, would receive a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. Authorities said earlier on Tuesday the gunman, who killed at least 7 people, legally bought 2 high-powered rifles and 3 other weapons, despite authorities being called to his home twice in 2019 after he threatened suicide and violence. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is calling for an end to the war in Ukraine and for those behind atrocities and crimes to be held accountable. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN High Commissioner's report presents an exhaustive tally of killings, widespread destruction, arbitrary detentions, forced disappearance, and other gross violations of human rights. In reviewing this list of atrocities, Michelle Bachelet noted the unbearable toll of the conflict in Ukraine continued to mount, adding that civilians bore the brunt of the ongoing hostilities. She accused Russia, and to a lesser extent Ukraine, of violating international humanitarian law, or IHL.
The high numbers of civilian casualties and the extent of destruction caused to civilian infrastructure continue to raise significant concerns that attacks conducted by Russian armed forces are not complying with IHLO. While on the much lower scale, it also appears likely that Ukrainian armed forces did not fully comply with IHL in eastern parts of the country.
Bachelet said the United Nations has documented more than 10,000 civilian deaths or injuries across Ukraine, adding the actual figures are likely to be considerably higher. First counselor at the Russian mission in Geneva, Evgeny Ustinov, accused the High Commissioner of spreading lies and rejected the report as part of a disinformation campaign against Russia. He said the High Commissioner's office had become an accomplice in the crimes of the Kyiv regime and its Western sponsors. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Algeria is celebrating 60 years of independence from France with nationwide ceremonies, a pardon of 14,000 prisoners, and its first military parade in years. The events on Tuesday marked the country's official July 5, 1962 declaration of independence after a brutal 7-year war which ended 132 years of colonial rule. The war killed hundreds of thousands and remains a point of tension in relations between Algeria and France. Recapping our top story, the 30 NATO allies have signed off on the protocols needed for Sweden and Finland to become members. The move means the question of admitting the two nations now goes to the capitals of existing members for legislative approval. Their ambassadors and permanent representatives on Tuesday approved the invitation to join the club that NATO leaders extended to Finland and Sweden at a summit in Madrid last week, securing parliamentary approval in Turkey. However, could still pose a problem, but NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg doesn't think that'll be a problem. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.